Lady Vixen Radio, live with your host KC Blaze. The hottest show interrupting the airwaves. Hot topics, great music, talent battles, and so much more. On air in 1, 2, 3.
Hello, 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 everybody. It's your girl, KC Blaze. I am super excited. Not only is it the holidays, but we have a great topic. Before we get started, though, I am going to introduce the one, the only man in radio who calls himself the sexologist. It's Mr. Santiago in the building. Please say hello. Where you at, Mr. Santiago? All right, so it looks like he needs to come back. Tonight we're going to be talking about who gets the better gift. Is it your mother or your wife? That's interesting, right? That is very interesting. I personally feel like it shouldn't be a competition. There shouldn't be a mix of, you know, a man having to choose between his mother or his wife as it relates to gifts. I don't know as far as what Santiago is going to think about that, but let me give him the call-in number. It's 914-205-5816. And we want to make sure. We have to make sure, fellas, that you're not going to pick your either one, right? You can't pick. You can't pick between your mama or your wife, right, Santiago? I don't think that you should.
Well, you're gonna have to, right? At some point. Can't be the three. Mm-hmm. I mean, but how do you, what do you do? Like, do you give them the same thing?
No.
I mean, I'm confused. Like, right.
That's a no-no. You don't give them the same thing.
No, I think at some point that, the significant other surpasses my dukes. I think some people may not agree with me, but I think at some point you have to show, who's the number one woman in your life? And you're probably thinking, I probably wouldn't have said that, but yeah, I think that's the way it should be. What's your take on it?
I feel like this. I feel like, first of all, better is a very subjective word. It's objective. It doesn't necessarily mean you're getting your mom or your wife a better, quote-unquote, gift. If you're getting a gift that is personal to the person, no matter what you get them, it'll be considered better. For example, if you get me a gift that is unique to me and let me know that you've listened to me, the gift you get your mother, even if her gift was a little more expensive, it doesn't necessarily mean it's better. It just means hers is unique to her.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's where I think a lot of people get it wrong. But you did actually say something right. A lot of times people walk around believing that their mother comes before their wife, and that is extremely, extremely wrong. It's just wrong. Now, obviously, because the way life works, life works, your mom is going to come first.
Yeah. There's times when wifey or girlfriend or significant other is not doing the right thing at home. You could tend to be she's not, like, if you're going to your mother's to always, you have to get a good meal because she can't cook, that's going to be a problem. I think at that juncture, you may want to do more for mom.
If you are with a wife who cannot cook and you're a man who wants a woman that cooks, it's your fault. You kind of made the wrong choice. But first, let me get a call-in number, 914-205-5816. You can always call us with a shout-out, give your opinion, or leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you guys. Tonight, we're talking about who gets the better gift. Is it your mother? Does your wife get the better gift? I don't even think this – I feel like better in terms of what? If your wife – you getting jewelry – right. If you're getting in terms of jewelry, think about it. You're not laying down with your mama. You better get the wife. She should be happy.
Yes, yes. There you go. Right. That's the direction I was going to go. If wifey, girlfriend, significant other, whatever, she's doing the right thing at home, then she definitely gets that the better gift. But if her skills are slacking, if she don't know how to please her man, then it's going to end up. Her gift is definitely going to suffer. what type of level? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're not polishing the knob right, and you're not doing the right things, you know, and when we sit there and do the horizontal mambo, and you know,
right,
there's going to be a problem then. Yeah.
Right.
She might be doing everything else good to keep her position, but you know, right there, if she's slacking in those departments, in that department in general.
You only said one department. If you're not giving him good sex, ladies, his mama is always going to get the better gift.
Well, I mean, she could take care of me in other ways. Like she can, she can bring somebody else. She can bring another woman in or something. So then, you know, if she's that way, then and she's looking out for the king, then, you know, she will get the better gift. But she has to somehow figure out how to take care of, you know, the greatest man alive. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I hear what you're saying. I feel like here's what's interesting, right? I think in a lot of cases, mothers put pressure on their son, especially if he's the only boy, right? She puts a pressure, or the mother can literally become the wedge between a man and his wife. And if she's putting like low-key demands on him, then he's naturally in the guise of wanting to appease his mother. He may always lean toward doing more or being there more or providing a little bit more for his mother, which in my opinion is extremely wrong, in the sense that there really is no comparison. Your mother is going to always be your mom, right? And I would never be one to suggest that you don't do something for your mom or you're not there for your mother. I would never suggest such a thing, right? But at the same time, though, you can't sit there and say that you're going to give your mother a gift purposely that is, quote unquote, better than what you would do for your wife, for me. Like, that wouldn't make any sense. And I think it can cause a whole bunch of rife, and I think a whole lot of people can get in their feelings and feel some type of way about it simply because, yeah, come on. You don't put your mom in front of your wife. Now, if we're talking in terms of, like, it's your girlfriend and things like that, then maybe that's a little different conversation, right? But if you've determined that she's wife material or you would not mind having her as a spouse, then you have to start thinking and putting her in a position of spouse. And, you know, as your wife, as the leading lady in your life, your mom doesn't get, not all the time. I won't say never.
This could be a reason why Ma Dukes gets the better gift, because she was the one that created me. Now,
get on out of here.
On the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I mean, what? Mm-hmm. She has to get a lot of credit for making this masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the other side of that is that the woman at home, or the significant other, the main piece is, you know, she's constantly, for in my situation, she's getting the best of me every time, you know, I'm ready. So
right.
She don't really need no other gift, because, you know, I am
personally
a gift in myself. So, Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right.
You're a gift, and she doesn't have to expect.
A gift that she gets every day that doesn't stop giving.
Santiago, where?
Santa Claus. A gift that does keep giving. Santa Claus.
It never stops.
Year round. Call me Santa Claus.
Don't call him Santa Claus. He ain't bringing you nothing.
Nickname Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
You know what? We have a very familiar caller, and I'm just going to invite him on because I have a feeling he's going to talk a bunch of nonsense and foolery with
you.
Bring him on. Or who knows? He might surprise me. It's 60922, and it looks like hello caller.
I'm heartbroken.
You ain't heartbroken.
Beloved.
Beloved's not here tonight.
Santiago, beloved. Oh, okay. I just want to let you. Oh, really? Oh, well, Santiago, I just want to let you know that do you know that your co-host tried to sabotage me? Didn't let me know.
Of getting your microphone muted. So be careful.
What? Hey, hold on now. Don't do me like that.
We're only here. And we're talking about who gets the better gift, your mother or your wife?
Well, it's easy. I don't got a wife, so it's my mom.
But if you are married, you are saying your mother would get the better gift.
Absolutely.
Your mom would get the better gift?
You mean who would I give the better gift to, or who would get a better gift?
If you are married, your mother, would she get the better gift, or your wife?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I mean, they both should be honored to get gifts. I mean, I don't know. I would assume, in my opinion, I would do the best I can to get both of them gifts. But I don't really do Christmas like that. To me, Christmas is about getting the family together. That's about it. You know, right now I'm in Texas, and my family is in Jersey, so it's not going to be a good Christmas for me. But if I was home, you know, I don't focus on the gifts. I focus more so on just having a family together.
Okay. So you wouldn't really – you're basically taking the side of Santiago and stating that you are the guest.
No. Well, I am a gift. I agree with that. But what I am saying is that I feel like when it comes to – see, the serious part of me is saying that, you know, I feel like, look, at the end of the day, you know, family time and quality time is a gift, right? It's not necessarily about presents or anything like that. It's about creating – memorable moment so that when we get older, we can look in the photo album, look at the audio and video, and see moments that were made and we could pass them on to our future generations. That's me personally. But on the flip side, I do understand what Santiago was saying, because my mother, I think my mother did a wonderful job creating me. And I actually am in contention with Santiago. I think me and him need to have a runoff, because I think I'm the best person around. So I don't know. We have to have a runoff because I actually consulted my lawyer, and I'm ready to send Santiago some papers, some cease and desist papers, because he's still in my persona.
Oh, denied. Rio, you've been funny. I'm going to.
That was denied.
No, I'm saying I appreciate your answer. Stay tuned. If you haven't already, hit that follow button to be notified of any upcoming episodes. We'll call you back in just a little while.
Thank you, sir. Waiting for those papers from his attorney so we can see what's good.
He wants you to stop stealing his persona.
Oh, my goodness. For real? I'm the original. There's no one, there's not any guy, any one person on this planet like me. You never even see people like me. I've never, people, oh, you look like, no, you don't, Santiago doesn't get that. Oh, you sound like, no, it doesn't happen. The one and only. The
talking
one and only.
About narcissism.
And ladies, listen, when the lady eventually, she gets an opportunity, when she's blessed with the opportunity to be with me in that way, she says, I am the greatest, and she's never been done like that before. So I'm giving out Christmas gifts year round.
Tonight is full of interesting.
Santa Claus.
Listen, I feel like, fellas, if you have a choice between your wife and your mama, I personally think just go specific to what your mother wants versus what your woman wants. If you're buying a specific, unique gift, you know, for each person, you really can't go wrong. Do not try to make your wife feel bad, or especially if you want to live in a happy home. Don't try to outdo her gift by getting your mother something more extravagantly done. Now, the only way I can say a better gift, right, is if you go all out of your way to get your mother something very elaborately expensive, very lavish, and then you get your lady something, you know, very inexpensive, and or it just doesn't, you know, appear to be worth much. And worth not necessarily in price, but in quality, in the sentiment, you know. Because sometimes it could be the smallest things that you do for a person that doesn't have any monetary value, but the sentiment behind it makes it great. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to think in those terms, in those terms.
Right. We can't turn around and give your mom, your mother, the same thing you give your girlfriend, because, or significant other or wife, because a lot of times you give what you want to that person to have that kind of will bring you some joy. For example, of course, I might give her, my significant other, or woman or girlfriend or whatever, I might give her like a sexy outfit to wear at night. I can't give that to my mama.
Right, of course.
My mom gets some pajamas or something. So which gift is more, you know, you would think is, you know, it's a little bit better, or, you know, a little bit more expensive.
Some women would say that the gift that your mother got is better in that scenario if the material that you got her was more expensive or more lush.
Like some silk pajamas or something. Yeah.
Right. If it looks like you spent a pretty penny on your mama's pajamas and you just got me some, you know, $20 lace up or something, you know, petty, then your mama got the better gift.
Mm.
You get where I'm from? So you got to think.
Right.
True. It doesn't always, like I said, it doesn't always mean money. But I will give you an example. Years ago, and I've shared this with a couple of people, but like years ago, I was into this guy, and it was in the middle of the year, summertime. I was very young at the time. And I was doing like this, I was at the time into making like jewelry and things like that, right? And so beaded jewelry especially, very young woman. So I'm like really into it. So now months go by. It's Christmas time. I've been since let it go. I'm not doing that anymore. And then on Christmas, this fella that I was into, he came and stopped over and he bought me a gift. And the gift was like this 200-piece butterfly, beaded butterfly jewelry making kit, right? I don't know how much he spent on that. My girlfriends were like unimpressed. Okay.
What?
But I was super impressed. It was like the most heartwarming, most romantic thing. Why? Not because it cost him a lot, but because he remembered what I was into from 6 months before and never brought it up.
Wow.
I thought that was like the romantic, sweetest thing. Now, he might not have spent that much. I don't know. But it was more the sentiment that made that beautiful. Now, if he would have bought, say, for example, he bought his mother an expensive piece of jewelry, I still don't think that she got the better gift because he put more thoughtfulness, in my opinion, into the gift he mm-hmm. gave me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, yeah, I looked at it from that perspective.
Well, a lot of it also depends on, you know, how you view things. Some people, yeah, look at the difference in the gift is what it costs. But a lot of times when, you know, when a son or a daughter makes it and makes good money, they, you know, my thing is, you know, to give mom, because your mother, a lot of times she's had everything that you could pretty much afford basically under the sun. When you start getting those, you know, that level that your, you know, your money is really coming in, that you can buy her what, a car or a house. So sometimes you don't, you know, you would think, well, mom Dukes deserves, you know, those bigger type of gifts
and
when you can give them to her.
Right. I feel like she don't. And the reason I say that, and that's why I'm saying it, it shouldn't be a competition, number one, right? His mother is, if she's done her job correctly, and not saying that she was a perfect mother, but if her job was done correctly, she loved her children, she was able to care for them and to the best of her ability. In a lot of cases, there are a lot of single moms who go to work, they work hard, they bust their butt to make sure their children have, you know, the best of what they can afford, right, to give them. And in saying that, right, you're not going to be able to compare, especially if that young man saw and witnessed his mother sacrifice beyond reason for him. You understand what I'm saying? So you're not going to really be able to compare. You're really not. It's just the reality of the thing, right? And if he's loving his mother, and he's loving on his mother, and he wants to give his mother the best, it doesn't necessarily mean he's putting you at second position. It just means that he has a love and admiration for his mom that is strong enough for him to want to repay her. And repayment in the sense of is he knows he can't really give her back. He can't really repay her. But he wants to try. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the difference. That would make it the difference. But if you're a woman that he's done, if he's married, you. We're not talking about putting you beneath or, you know, his mother being put ahead of you or in front of you all the time. It just means, is she getting a better gift? What if one year he really wants to go and he comes to you and he presents it? Think about that, right? And it's being presented to you like, I want to do this really extravagant thing for my mom. And you're and he brings it to you. He wants you to partner up and be in agreement with him and getting his mother this elaborate thing. You know, I feel like that should be an honorable thing for you to want to participate in. On that vein, right?
I had a couple interesting comments. I think maybe one might be a little bit off what we're trying to talk about, but you know, I don't want to give not be able to read his, but I'm gonna read the first one. It's Trish from New York said. Said mom, of course, said because she's a mom, and she said, my son better give me the better gifts. He is where he is because of me, and because of that, that woman has a great man.
Oh, cut it out. No, I totally don't agree.
I think
with
a lot
that.
Of mothers take that credit for, you know, when it's, you know, they won't.
No, and that's the problem. That's the problem. You're his mother, you're not his woman. See, now that's where it becomes a problem for me. Because you're not his woman, right? Yes,
right.
We appreciate that you created this great man, right?
Yeah.
And I believe that you should get the world. I totally do. Me personally, I feel like his mom should get the world. She deserves it. I feel like she should. She should get the world.
All right.
Because again, it goes back to sentiment, sentimental value.
So you
won't
feel no
I'm not necessarily materialistic.
So you wouldn't feel no type of way if this. Say you were dating some guy who was a big celebrity or something or an athlete, and he spent a lot of his money on taking care of his mom. I think a lot of women have a problem with that.
But see, the reason she has a problem is because she's thinking she's in competition. You have to understand, from anybody's perspective, your parents have been there and will be there So whether you choose to leave or walk away, or we have it out and we're no longer together, my mom is going to be there, right? That's how people think. So you cannot sit and, first of all, believe that you're in competition. I do not look to compete with your mom. I don't want to.
Right.
Why? Because I lose every time. I lose every time. Now, the reason I say it's not a competition, it shouldn't be. You should never view yourself as being in a competition. However, I do agree that when you get married, your wife is in first position. She positions herself in first position as the woman of your household, as the woman in your life. However, it doesn't mean that your mother is any less important. It just means I am now taking over the job, the reins that your mom done set me up in place. She set me up with the great man, right? So now it is now my duty to now take the reins from her and to care for you. But now I get to do it more intimately. Do you understand what I'm saying? I get to do the things that your mom can never do. I get to be the things your mother will never be. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so because of that, you have to put things into position in our minds to think that we're not competing. You're not competing. A woman, a woman's husband is not in competition with her father. Now, the father is just the blueprint. He's the blueprint. Dad is always dad. The father is he's always going to be the father. You can't compete with that. You understand? So why try?
Oh, whatever. Sometimes the relationships are really close with with the child and the parent. So sometimes it could feel like that to the person who's involved with that man or woman. Sometimes, you know, there is the mama's boy and the daddy's girl. Sometimes he's always trying to live up to, you know, the greatness of the father that, the daughter may constantly be putting in his face. Oh, my dad was this, my dad was that, and so,
you'll be dead.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be a competition, but sometimes the reality is a competition. It does feel like
good
that.
Good for your father. Right, good for your father. And if you wanted to be married to your dad, you should have. That's what you should have done. I feel like it's that to me is extreme and it's foolish. Very foolish, actually. I dated a guy who was pretty much a mama's boy, and his mother treated him, I felt all the time that it was a bit inappropriate. Not that I felt like they were doing anything, obviously, right? But the relationship felt so inappropriate to me. And mainly because she would do little things. Like if him and I were talking, she would run and like she would playfully tap on him or hit on him and push him and then run away so he could chase her. And I'm like, he's on the phone with me. But I could tell she felt some type of way. She felt jealous because him and I was his girlfriend. And she used to do little dumb stuff like that that used to freak me out. Like, I used to feel like that was so weird. I thought it was so freaking creepy. It was so weird. Not that your mom can't love on you, right, and that you and your mom can't have a great relationship. But when you start interjecting other people, like his mom didn't understand or couldn't relate to put being on the back burner, so to speak, to allow him to have space in his life for a woman. Unless the woman was directly in line, in alignment with the mother's thoughts about him. And to me, that was too extreme. I feel like that I don't have time for that type of nonsense. And I feel like you shouldn't make your partner feel like your parents are over you. And if you are a mama's boy or a daddy's little girl or a daddy's girl and you want to just be totally that way, then I feel like you should take a vow of celibacy and go sit over yonder in the corner somewhere. Like, leave other people's life alone. That's all. I feel like that would be fair to say, right? Give us the next comment, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay. This one's a little bit crazy. Nuke from Texas said that his mom was a stepmom, and when his wife didn't take care of him, his stepmom did.
Wait, repeat that?
He said, I don't even know if I would have mentioned his name and where he's from because I know that doesn't really
matter. Don't mention his name and where he's from. Just tell us the comment.
He said his mom was his stepmom, and his stepmom took care of him when his wife didn't. So his stepmom is always going to get a better gift.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, how about that? That sounds a little... I don't know.
That sounds like a movie.
Your stepmother took care of you. She's always going to get the better gift.
Stepmom must have been like a younger...
Right.
Maybe a younger mom for the dad or something, or, you know, when he's real sexy at an older age or something. Like, he sounds
I just wanted to keep that open for thought.
Huh?
Right. That sounds a little,
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds a little.
Boy.
Right. Good. Yeah.
He's my hero.
And that could be taken all the way off kilter, right, with the significant other in that situation.
Yeah,
she's not even your biological mom, and you're treating her as if she's above.
Well,
now, I do actually have an interesting choice, but I will say that when we come back, I'm going to play a quick song, More Than Friends, and we'll be back in just a moment. Back, it's your girl KC Blaze and Mr. Santiago. We're both in the building.
Yes, yes. Santa Claus.
That is so tricky. Who gets the better gift? Is it your mama or is it your wife or your partner? Do they get the better gift over your parents? A lot of people on my end are saying absolutely it's the spouse, the partner. And the main reason it has to be the partner is because they live with the spouse. Now,
Yeah.
Depending on the kind of spouse or partner you have, getting your parent every once in a while a more meaningful, more elaborate or lavish gift wouldn't hurt so much. But what if it's a situation where their mother is always either interjecting, like you said, with the mama's boy, where she's always interjecting, putting her nose where it doesn't belong, or always interjecting herself inside of the relationship? What if, you know, she is initiating a lot of the drama or trouble, or he's continuously putting his mother over you? Then that becomes a problem.
Or this guy's comment made me think of something different. What if she's your stepmom and she looks really nice in a thong?
I don't even want to think about.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about nobody.
What if I was your stepdaddy?
Right.
Yeah. Your mom chose a younger guy and he looked like me. Yeah. But
if
you know what?
Case,
for those guys.
Mm.
What? No, I'm
no,
gonna
go
say
ahead.
Real quick. No, real quick, for those guys out there that might have that issue, that's why you have to have your woman. I mean, when it comes to you and dad, or, you know, you and their father, that's when you're supposed to be putting it down that she's calling you daddy. Makes sense?
Of course you would think that makes sense, right?
Yeah,
you're
calling me daddy.
Technically,
he has no chance. You're calling me daddy. He has no chance. I'm gonna get it all. I'm not only the significant other, but I'm also hitting it good enough that you call me daddy.
Right. Well, see, again, your parents can never fill a space that your partner can. And you're vice versa. You can't be the person's mother.
No,
you know
no
what I mean?
Pun intended. He ain't filling my space.
Well, he can't. He can't fill that space. So in that regard, that's what I'm saying.
He's not blessed
me. Well, even if he was, it's his child. He's not ever going to fill that space. So he has to be. You have to look at me from the perspective. You have to look at things from the perspective that put it in perspective. First of all, your father or your mother, they are who they are. That's never going to change. Some gifts are going to be more elaborate just because out of the strength of gratitude or because they want to give gratitude, and they will. They'll give gratitude to their parents occasionally, and they may just so happen to get a better gift. But let me ask you this.
Yes.
In your case, you get married, Santiago, you get you a wife, and, you know, she goes as a gift, she buys you an Altima or a Honda, and she goes and gets her father a luxury vehicle, a luxury car for her dad. 1 year, she gets both of you vehicles, and you get, you know, something that's a little more common, and she gets her father a luxury car.
Wow.
Is that the better gift?
Yeah. I'm gonna feel some type of way. Yeah. You better not get in the luxury car. I'm daddy. What are you talking about? You know what
so
I'm gonna
can't
do?
Use the luxury car.
I'm gonna grudge do her and be like, yo, really?
All right.
Really?
Right.
I'm going to make her say, you know what? You know what, daddy? I was dead wrong. She's going to go back and take my car back and give me a luxury car or take his back and switch the car.
No. You have to try to
turn around
out of her father's hand.
She's going to turn around and say, Dad, I made a mistake. Martin. This car was for him. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, I know what you were thinking. Right. You wouldn't be getting the car back. That
would
just
How would you feel if your son did that?
It depends. Here's the thing. I've had luxury cars. I don't like them. I learned that. I like them as far as aesthetic. No, listen. As far as aesthetic, I think luxury vehicles are beautiful. But maintenance is not. So, say her father, or in this case, my father said that he wanted a luxury vehicle. I'm getting, again, it all boils down back to what I said about honoring the sentiment of the thing. It's not really the thing, because it's only as valuable as the person places value on it. So if I say I want a Honda, and then you get me a Honda, then you're absolutely the best person and partner in the world, because you got me what I want. And it's the heart's desire that makes the gift valuable, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Right.
It boils down to just that. Now, I've had a Jaguar. I think my next luxury car, if I get one, it would be along the Mercedes-Benz line of thinking, right? But now I think it could be a troublesome thing if you get your mother the very car that I said I wanted. And especially if your mom is kind of petty, right? And then you go and get her my car I wanted. Then that's different, right? But if you give me the car I want and it's not the same in value as the car your mother wanted, then I feel like no harm, no foul. Nothing was done that was wrong. But if you get your mama a car that I said I personally wanted for myself, and she gets it, and especially if she gets it before me, I would have a problem with that. That would be where the problem lies for me.
And she came out. And she came out sporting the fur coat you wanted out of the new luxury car.
I would say, divorce me. What you trying to tell me here with this whole hair?
Yeah, you would definitely feel some type of way. And she got the red bottoms you wanted.
Right. The red bottoms, the fur coat, the Mercedes. Wait a minute now. I would feel like he's trying to divorce me on the bouquet. What are you doing, sir? How is
it? Turn your eyebrow up a little bit. What's going on over there in that house?
Shut up.
Some old freaky stuff going on with my dudes.
You and your stepmama, right? Oh, my God.
It might be. It might not be his real mom then, you find out. Stepmom.
Oh, my God. Whoever put that comment, brother, I don't know. I guess.
We got to bring. Hold up. Casey, what we got to do is actually add. Trying to flip the narrative. I'm going to tell you why. Because in this day and age, you ready? In this day and age, we know everybody got a side piece. Now, a lot of people are not going to agree with me. They're not going to agree. And they're going to say, is he crazy? I don't care. I live in reality. I'm immersed in what's really going on today. And what's going on today, everybody got side pieces. So let's flip that. Let's say who gets the better gift. The main piece or the side piece? Ladies, holla, because I know you got that side dude running around. When your man is tired and ain't putting that, he's not supplying, he's not laying the pipe, he's not putting the wood down, you go to that side guy. The side guy comes and takes care of mama, right? Yeah,
right.
I know. I've been that guy.
You know what is interesting, though? What my answer would be? If it's from the perspective of the guy having a side piece, right? I say he gets the side piece, the better gift.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell
you
why.
Okay.
Because if you take the side piece, anything about your main piece, okay? She has now have the power to destroy you. So you want to keep her happy in the realm of her not coming to destroy you.
Good one. Preach.
No, I ain't no preach. I'm telling the truth. Like, if you out here in that life and you living reckless and you're being foolish, then I say if you're not at the place of wanting to be caught out there, then it would have to go to the side. The side woman would have to get the better kid. And the main reason is because she could literally destroy you. She could destroy you.
That makes sense.
And if you're at the point, then you got to chalk that one up, you know.
That makes a lot of
even
sense.
Even though I do not condone a man stepping out on his lady and his wife, especially, but that would be my answer in the case of a side piece. She has
to. I get it. That's why you bought me that luxury car a few years ago, right?
You's a whole lie. You are a whole lie. Listen.
That makes sense.
Think about that, though. Yeah. Out of control you are. It would make the most sense. It would make the most sense to get the side woman
Yes.
And
let me. Right. That you know what? This is it's what Christmas. It's probably the very first time we absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. That the side.
You agree with
side
that?
Side piece. I agree. The side piece has to be well taken care of for a few reasons. One, of course, is the side piece is probably providing the things that you're not getting at home, and you want to keep getting those things to stay happy. It's the thing that keeps you stress-free. It's the thing, it's the person that keeps you focused on what is the marriage supposed to be about, those other things.
I'm in agreement with you, no, completely.
Oh, yes, you are. Stop it.
No,
yeah,
no.
You've been
not for that.
You've been there, done that, because a side piece ain't nothing but about sex.
Purposeful side piece. And if I was an unknowing side piece, that's a different story. But no, I can't agree with you on that.
Oh, you know. You know when you're the side piece. You know.
Well, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I've never been a side piece then. So in saying that then I feel like if you're going to be doing it because you're not getting it at home, then that's where I feel like, again, stop committing yourself to people who are giving you only percentages of what you actually want. You're not making sense.
No. What are you talking about? Side piece is only for that. And that's what they're there for. That's why they're a side piece. They can be side piece first.
Why get married? Why would you get married then?
Because the marriage, the person is giving you everything else. And at one point, the sex was probably all right or good, and you thought it would be enough. But then once you started to grow and your mind started to wander and you wanted more and your girlfriends was talking about going to Jamaica and seeing Desmond on the beach, you know, you turned, man, I need something more. This is kind of whack. I need somebody to really put that thing on me, man. And you know what? You say to yourself, you know, you say to yourself, hold on, you got a happy home in a lot of other ways. You might have a couple kids. He's a great provider. He provides everything. And Desmond from the beach is just, you know, he's the pipe layer. He's the one that's going to give it to you. Ladies, holla at your boy because I can be that for you. Just call 914-20. No, I'm just joking.
Ladies, you can get you a Desmond, especially it's right before Christmas. So, you know.
Christmas. I'm Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. I got gifts. Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus, but I don't come down the chimney. I come in the back door.
Oh, my God. I'm already over you. Listen, so again, I feel like, in that case, fellas, you're right. And he's right in the sense of getting your side piece the best gift, not because she's doing more for your wife, because I just think that's dumb. Why marry a woman who's not willing to give you 100% of something? And vice versa, if you're not willing to give your partner that, why even get married to that person? You might as well marry the woman who is the side piece. That don't make sense. It makes sense for you to be happy and get what you want. People always say life is
short, but you're just worried about, you're talking about it ain't about sex. It's about giving gifts just to shut that person up. Like, really? That's kind of corny.
Yes, that played your part. She could ruin you. People are petty. Let me tell you something. You think that you're just getting with this chick, right? Because you want a little side action that's getting a little bit above and beyond what your wife is putting out, right? However, the woman, the mistress, and we should do a show about this, the mistress, her whole mission is not because she's trying to just be your super freak. No, you're confusing yourself if you think that's what she's there for. 90% of women who are purposely stepping out, okay, to be with a married man, the reason she's doing it is because there are perks to being with a person who it cannot commit to you. You don't have to do all of those wifely things that you don't want to do. You don't have to cater to him in the same way. You're getting pleasure. You're giving pleasure. He's spoiling you, okay? He's doing things that he doesn't necessarily do for his wife. So in that case, there's benefits to being a side woman. It is. Nobody wants to hear that because that sounds so taboo. But the actual reality and facts of the situation is that it is perks and benefits to being a mistress. It is.
You sound like a pro.
No, I'm no pro. I would never go with a married man. And I've been offered invitations to be with married men, and I've always declined. And the reason I decline is because I do believe in a thing called karma, and I believe I don't want to position myself up and set myself up for anything that I'm not prepared to handle or take the backlash for. So I don't do it.
Well, I mean, that's,
but, mm-hmm.
That sounds good. That's your perspective on it, but I know – anytime I was that side piece, it was because she wasn't being propitiated, and I had to come through, placate, assuage, and propitiate and conciliate the woman sexually because she was not getting it. That's my
of course.
That was my
women
job
for different
as the
reasons
side piece.
Than men. Women women step out for different reasons than men do. A man will step out predominantly
obviously.
Because it might be physical. He may just want to fill a sexual need, you know. He may want to mix it up, get a little something extra, get something new, do something new intimately or physically, right? Where a woman is not stepping out for those reasons. A woman can have an affair and never have sex with the man. It could literally be an emotional connection between her and somebody else. It could be a communication connection that she's not getting from you. She doesn't always have to be. An affair does not always mean she is having sex with somebody else. It could just be an emotional or a communication or something that you're not doing in the realm of her emotional state or her spiritual or mental state. You understand what I'm saying? So those are very different things. But in that case, 90% of the time, a woman may not be buying her side piece, no gift. A man might, because a lot of times fellas know they have to pay to play when you're stepping out.
Yeah.
So again,
right.
If you're going to do that, brother, it makes more sense for your side piece to get the best of the gift. Your wife obviously won't know, but it would make sense for her to get the better of the gift.
Okay, that's where I
–
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So, I mean, you know, that's coming from different ways for the different genders. But, you know, for me, in my experience, that's all I'm saying because – You talking about not having the side piece as opposed to I'm saying I've been the side piece. So, you know, and I was okay with it, like I said, because I was there to provide my service as the sexologist, as the propitiator, as the plumber, you know. So.
Right. As all of those things.
Yeah, I come up there with my tool belt on and just be like, here, I'm here from, you know, Big Jack's Plumbing Service. And, you know.
Right.
If anybody sees anything, nobody knows the better.
Playboy.
the then I turn on my Magic Mic music. Turn on my Magic Mic music.
Right. And just on both
dancing. Santa Claus.
You get y'all both quit. Listen, fellas.
You check out my Santa Claus outfit. It's amazing.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like red Speedos with black boots, and then I have the red jacket with the tie, and there's nothing underneath. So as soon as I walk in, I mean no shirt on me, but
all,
just the Speedos.
It's all made out of Velcro.
Oh, yeah. All Velcro on the side, so I do my Magic Mike, Santa Claus, and Magic Mike impersonation at once. Boom.
Oh, Lord.
Baby, can you feel it? Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm dancing. Mm-hmm. I'm dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
So, ladies, Santa Claus can be coming to your town, a town near you. All you have to do is call.
Oh, hell no.
I do private shows. I do group shows. I can do them all.
Right.
Yes.
He does it all, ladies. All you got to do is you come in, if you hear this outside your doors, ladies.
Popo's coming. Popo's coming.
Walking outside. Listen,
you don't want me. You don't want me to put my Popo uniform on. I got a nice night. I walk in there with my nightstick ready to go.
Oh my God. Anyway, we're gonna. You know what? On that.
I got my sister be cool stick. Sister be cool.
Oh my God. You know what? I've never heard of that.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Very bad. Very bad feeling about that. The sister
you never
cool
heard about
stick.
That?
No. No, oh, Lord.
You don't want to see it. You definitely don't want to see it.
I'm going to play us a song because something clearly, okay, has gone wrong. I'm going to play.
It's Christmas. I'm happy.
Yes. I'm going to play us a quick. I'm going to play us one. We got a couple favorites that we always play, but I really think tonight I'll play something a little. Well, we'll play
no,
this year.
No darn Christmas music. None of that.
I'm not playing any Christmas music. We don't want to offend any of our listeners who may not celebrate Christmas. But we'll be back in just a moment. We are back. It's your girl, KC Blaze, and I have Mr. Santiago in the building.
Yes,
tonight,
yes, yes.
We had a good topic. We were talking about who gets the better gift. Is it your mama or your wife or your partner?
Yeah.
General consensus is this. It's basically up to perspective, what is good, what is better, Again, I will reiterate, if it is personal to you or holds more sentiment to you, the value is only is not necessarily monetary value. It is value as it relates to the sentimental value, not anything else. You know, it really isn't. But
yeah,
we had a really good hour. I think we're going to end it right here, folks, because, one, it's Christmas Eve. We know you guys are going to be packing up and tying up and wrapping up things for your loved ones. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. And always, as I've always said, you can share it with your friends. Hit the follow button to be notified of any upcoming episodes. And catch us back on Thursday after the holiday pass. Call in, give a shout-out, let us know what you got to 914-205-5816. And I'm going to pass the mic to Santiago so he can say his goodbyes.
Yes, yes, everybody have a happy holiday. And I'll see y'all Thursday, and thanks for coming out. Good night and peace.
Absolutely. In the meantime, we're going to say peace. We didn't have Mr. Beloved. Hopefully he'll be back with us on Thursday. In the meantime, peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening and tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Until next time, peace.